The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara says that a person should not daven Musaf on Rosh Hashanah during the first 3 hours of the day, because since the first 3 hours of the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in Din, therefore, a person has to be afraid that mifka dina alei. So the Gemara says, "Yachid the shachris nami." It should be usher to daven the tefillah of shachris on Rosh Hashanah during the first 3 hours of the day. And for the Gemara answers that no, shachris, since the rest of the tzibur is also davening shachris at that time, because the general tzibur davens shachris during the first 3 hours of the day. So if a person davens shachris biyachidus in his own house, it's not going to be mifka dina alei. Why? Because he's davening b'shasha tzibur mispalim, because the tzibur is also davening at that time. However, if he davens musaf, since the tzibur is davening shachris, it will not help him to accomplish it. It shouldn't be mifka din alei. The Magen Avraham learns from this a very important halacha. The Gemara says in Brachas that even if a person is unable to come to shul, he should nevertheless try to make sure that he's davening in a place where the tzibur is, at a time that the tzibur is davening. It's important to have a shasha tzibur mispalim, even if you can't be together with the tzibur in the same place. Says the Magen Avraham, you see from this Gemara that this maila of doing it b'shasha tzibur mispalim only will help me if we're davening the same tefillah. If I'm davening shachris in my house at the same time that the tzibur is davening shachris in shul, that will help me and give me the maila of b'shasha tzibur mispalim. However, if I daven musaf in my house when the tzibur is davening shachris in shul, or vice versa, it won't help me at all. The Tzlach in Brachas says that this halach of the Magen Avraham only applies to a case where a person is davening in his own house and the tzibur is in shul and he wants to have the ma'il of a shasha tzibur mispalim. Over there we say that we can't connect the shachris and the musaf tefillah. However, if a person is actually in the shul with the tzibur together, even though he's davening shachris and the tzibur is davening musaf, or the other way around, he has the ma'il of tefillah b'tzibur even though he's davening a different tefillah. He wants to prove this from the Lashon HaGemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, "Ain tefilas shalom nishmas el beis haknesses." A person's tefillah is only heard by a Kadosh Baruch Hu if he's in the beis haknesses. So the pashtus of that Gemara in Brachas would mean that a person is in the beis haknesses when the tzibur is not in the beis haknesses, and Hashem will listen to a person's tefillah only in the beis haknesses and not in his house, even though in both cases he's davening biyichidus. However, Taisus over here in Avodah Zarah seems to understand the Gemara differently. Because Taisus says on the Gemara that when the Gemara says that there's a maila when you're davening a tefillah in your house at the same time that the tzibur is davening in the Beis HaKnesses, so that it's not going to be mifka dina alei, like the Gemara says, ask Taisus, the Gemara in Bracha says that a person ain't tefillah shalom nishmas elo Beis HaKnesses. A person's tefillah is only heard in the Beis HaKnesses. So you see that you have to actually be in the Beis HaKnesses. It's not enough to be davening at home at the same time that the tzibur is mispalel. So Taisus says there's a difference. Our Gemara is just discussing the aspect of mifka dina alei, but the Gemara in Brachas is saying there's a bigger madrega of actually being in the Beis HaKnesses. So says the Tzlach that it's clear in Taisus that when we say ain't tefilasei shalom nishmas elo beis haknesses, that's referring to a situation where you're in the beis haknesses together with the tzibur. Because if you wouldn't be together with the tzibur, then Taisus wouldn't have a kasha. Then there will be two different things. Our Gemara is talking about getting the maila of tefillah b'tzibur, and that you accomplish even if you're not in the beis haknesses. And the Gemara in Brachas is talking about a different maila. The Gemara in Brachas is talking about the maila of a tefillas yachid, that there's a maila of a tefillas yachid if it's in the beis haknesses. So we can prove from here that Taisus understood the Gemara in Brachas that it's also talking about getting the maila of a tefillas tzibur, and you can only accomplish the maila of a tefillas tzibur if you're actually in the Beis HaKnesses together with him. That was Taisus' question. So Taisus says, no, the Gemara in Brachas is talking about a special madrega of tefillah b'tzibur, but our Gemara is saying at least you have the maila of lemifka dina alei. Says the Tzlach, if so, why did the Gemara in Brachas use that terminology? Ain't tefilasei shel adam nishmas el beis haknesses. It sounds like we're talking about an individual who's davening, and we're telling this yachid, you should know the only way Hashem is going to listen to your tefillah is in the beis haknesses. If he's davening the same tefillah that everybody else is davening, we're all davening shachris, so the Gemara in Brachas should be talking to the tzibur, and it should tell the tzibur that you, the tzibur, will not have your tefillah be heard unless you're in the beis haknesses. From the fact that the Gemara talks to the yachid, it sounds like the yachid is somehow separate from the tzibur, and nevertheless we're telling him that you have to daven in the Beis HaKnesses. Or maybe because of that we're telling him you have to daven in the Beis HaKnesses, but it sounds like there's something special about the Yachid. Says the Tzlach, the Gemara in Brachas is talking about this kind of situation, where the Yachid comes into the Beis HaKnesses when everybody is already finished davening. They're either saying Asher Yuval Etzion, or Kol Shkini says that they're davening a different tefillah. And the Gemara is telling a person that you should know if you're in your house, Hashem is not going to listen to your tefillah as much. However, if you're in the Beis HaKnesses, your tefillah will be heard better. So we see from this, says the Tzlach, that even if the person isn't, even if there's a yachin in the Beis HaKnesses, as long as there's a tzibur together with him in the Beis HaKnesses, and they're davening something else, that will accomplish that his tefillah will be heard. That's what the Tzlach proves, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that it helps for a person to daven a different tefillah in the Beis HaKnesses, even though he's not davening the same tefillah as the tzibur. He nevertheless has the maila of tefillah b'tzibur. The Magen Gibayim himself argues on the raya of the Magen Avraham, and he says it's not a raya from the Gemara at all to this whole concept that if a person is in his own house, that his tefillah will not be considered b'shosh atzibur mespalim unless they're davening the same tefillah. He wants to say there's a different shan in the Gemara. Even though the Gemara would seem to say that since a person is davening musaf at the time that the tzibur is davening shachris, that's not going to work. But he says like this, why did the Gemara pick tefillah's musaf? Why didn't it say you shouldn't daven any tefillah when the tzibur is not davening? So he says like this, the reason the Gemara said that is because if it would have said shachris, we wouldn't have any way to know that the person davened a tefillah b'shosh ein tzibur mespalim. However, by picking musaf, we're telling, the person certainly has done something wrong, because if he's davening musaf at the time that the tzibur is davening shachris, then it must be that he davened shachris earlier. And if he davened shachris earlier, then the shachris has a problem that it was b'shosh ein tzibur mespalim. So he says, it's not proven from the Gemara that the tefillah's musaf will not have the maila of being b'shosh ein tzibur mespalim. It's entirely possible that as far as the tefillah's musaf is concerned, that tefillah's musaf is certainly considered b'shosh ein tzibur mespalim, even though the tzibur is davening shachris. The problem in the Gemara would be that the tefillah's shachris that he had davened prior to musaf was at the time that the tzibur was davening neither shachris nor musaf, and that is the problem that the Gemara is pointing out, not that the issue would be with musaf. The Gemara on Amud Aleph says that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his zam is a rega. One second is the zam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos asks, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's zam was only a rega, how would it be possible for Bilam HaRasha to curse Kal Yisrael in that split second when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bekas? The Gemara is saying that the only time Bilam HaRasha's curse would have worked is only if he actually cursed Klal Yisrael at the same time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bekas. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kas was only a rega, so how on earth would Bilam be able to fit in the klala in that rega? So Taisi says two pshatim. Either Bilam would have said one word, kalim, wiped them out, or Taisi says that once Bilam HaRasha started davening, started cursing at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bekas, so the entire curse would have been an auspicious moment for the entire curse, and the entire curse would Chas Shalom have been miskabel by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he started at a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bekas. So from this, the Olam says over that the Chassidim, everybody knows Chassidim a lot of times play brinkmanship with Shkia. They're looking at the watch to make sure they're almost after Shkia, or maybe even actually after Shkia, but some of them try L'chol Pachas to get like the second of Shkia, the Star Mincha, the second of Shkia. And all the Litvaks are going Meshuga, what's going on over here? The Shkia is for the Litvish Yidin is mamish like a lion coming along. But the Hasidim, they like to, you know, try to get as close to Shkia as possible. And many times they even daven after Shkia. But we're not talking about those people. But the Hasidim say at Teretz, why they're allowed to daven Mincha and start right by Shkia, even though really Mincha has to be davened before Shkia, so the Chassidim Taina, that it's based on this Taisis. Because Taisis says that if Bilam HaRasha would have started his curse at the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bekas, the entire curse would have worked even though it continued after the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not bekas anymore. So too, if you start Tfilas Mincha, the time when you're allowed to be starting Tfilas Mincha, which is before Shkia, the Tfilas Mincha will work even after Shkia. So the Doilum thinks that L'chair, it's a Chassidus Shemaisa. It's a Chassidus Shiraya Azah. L'maisa, I found a Mefurah Shabir HaGra that says the same halacha, seemingly, that the Chassidim are trying to say. It's a Shvar Bir HaGra, but he seems to say this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Kufei Ches says that if a person starts eating a Suda while it's Shabbos and the Suda goes into the next day, into Matzah Shabbos, or the other way around, he starts eating a Suda before Shabbos and it goes into Shabbos, the halacha is, as far as Ritzei, or Yal V'yava Be'yantav, or Shchaydish is concerned, we always go Basar Tchilas HaSuda. We always say, if you started the Suda on Shabbos, you say Ritzei. If you started the Suda on Erev Shabbos, you don't say Ritzei. That's the halacha the Mechaber says. So Bir Agra says, that what's the Mekor of this Mechaber? So he brings down an interesting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Rav used to give his frak, his kapota, to his shamas, if he wore a kapota, whatever it was that he wore. He used to give it to his shamas on Yom Kippur. And he told him, when you see the sun on the top of the trees, you should give me my kapota and I'm going to daven ne'ilah. Everybody knows the end of Yom Kippur, you daven ne'ilah. When you see the sun on the top of the trees, you give me my kapota, I'm going to start davening ne'ilah. As the Gemara, Rav says before in the Yerushalmi, that the time of Tilas Nila is ben Ilas Shari Shemayim. Nila Shari Shemayim means by Tzeis HaKechavim, when the sky is dark already and the stars are out. So why would he tell his shamas to give him his kapata when it was still light, when the sun was at the top of the trees? So the Gemara answers that since Rav davened a very long Shemana Esrei, he wanted to start the Shemana Esrei when the sun was on top of the trees, even though he would finish the Shemana Esrei ben Ilas Shari Shemayim. So the Bir HaGra says that he makes the following, he understands the Yerushalmi in the following way. He seems to understand the Yerushalmi that really Rav held that the Zman of Ne'ila is Meboid Yoim, not by Ne'ila Shari Shemayim, like Yerushalmi said before. That's really what the Yerushalmi is saying. Rav was saying like this, really Tfilas Ne'ila is Meboid Yoim. Nevertheless, if you start Ne'ila Meboid Yoim, you can continue Ne'ila until Ne'ila Shari Shemayim, until Tzeis HaKechavim. Why? Because even though the real Zman of Ne'ila is Meboid Yoim, nevertheless, since you started in the right time, that would be enough. And that's how the Bir HaGra understands the Yerushalmi, and that's how he proves this halacha, that if you start a Suda Meboid Yoim, that's enough, and you'll say Ritzei, even though you continued eating the Suda into the night. And the other way around also. I never really understood his pshat in the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi would seem to be saying the other way around. There was an argument between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan said that the time of Ne'ilah is Ne'ilah Shari Azara, which means during the day, and Rav says it's Ne'ilah Shari Shemayim at night. It means Rav seemingly would be saying that the real Zman of Ne'ilah is at night. And the reason he told the Shamas to give him his kapota during the day is because since he was having such a long Shemana Esrei, he wanted to be finished by Tzeis HaKechavim. But not that he actually had to start during the day, because really the Zman of Ne'ilah was at night. But the Bir HaGra doesn't seem to understand Yerushalmi like that, and according to the Bir HaGra, L'chair, we have a very good makar for this thing that the Hasidim do, that if he started the tefillah while it's still the day, that'll be enough and you won't have an issue of davening mincha in the wrong time.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.